But first, I want to go to Jason Rohrer. We got him on the phone here. He's the designer of the game. I call it the Big Boy Treasure Hunt. And the treasure, I went this morning to check, and it said the treasure was found. I was shocked. And, you know, because October 1st, when it goes all the way till October 10th. And again, if you don't know the story, there's basically a solid gold, I call it like a trophy or a statue, in the middle of the woods somewhere. And for $20, you could get clues and images to try to find it. And first one to find it and post the video correctly gets to keep the trophy for worth $26,000, but also half of the buy-in, which ended up over $80,000. Jason, first of all, good morning. Thank you for coming on. I know it's going to be a crazy day for you. Were you surprised?
Yeah. Last night around 6 o'clock, I heard my wife shouting from the other room. She was checking the website. She's like, "Oh my God, it's gone! It's gone!" Because we have a live feed on the website where you can see the trail cameras. And I was like, I thought it was a joke at first, but I went and looked, and it was gone.
Did they post the video properly and do all the stuff that you required of them?
No, not at all. So this guy is a complete mystery man currently. Wow. He's not even in the video. He's not even seen with a phone out. He's got a paper map, which is very strange because, you know, nobody navigates to GPS coordinates with a paper map. So the whole thing is very odd. He comes and picks up the treasure, looks around the area for a brief moment, then just walks away. And there's no video posted. He hasn't reached out to us. He hasn't contacted us. So we're currently scratching our heads.
Wow.
I was a little surprised that it got solved this early, it's been 13 days. There have been 13 clues that have come out.
How sure are you that it is somebody who was looking for it and not stumbling on it?
Oh, I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
So he on the cameras, you can see him walk past like he's looking around. He almost steps on the treasure and misses it, then turns around and comes back. So he's like circling the area as he's narrowing down on where he knew it was. We didn't see over 13 days. We didn't see a single soul in front of the camera. So this is not a heavily trafficked area. This is actually an area that, you know, when we went to hide the treasure, we did not see a single soul the entire time. The entire hike, while parking, et cetera, didn't see anybody. So this is not a place where there's lots of hikers, lots of traffic. This guy was definitely looking for it. The question is, how did he find it? There's a lot of speculation about there's some evidence that somebody has hired like an aerial surveying company to fly overhead on one of these state forests where they thought it might be. And maybe with high enough resolution cameras, you might even be able to see the treasure from 1,000 feet in the air. It's crazy if that's what they did.
Because with that big a radius and him actually looking at that tight of space, he must have really narrowed it down. Is there any way you can tell us where it was?
No, we're not releasing the location yet. We're actually working on something for, you know, one of the strange things about such a treasure hunt is that people are joining all day long yesterday. So we had like 1,000 people join yesterday. And the question is, well, what now? Those people, obviously the treasure hunt's over right after they join. So we're setting up something where people can continue trying to guess the location, and there's going to be sort of a small second place prize that a bunch of people can win. Because the hints are going to still be mailed out just like they would be otherwise. That's what people paid for. They're going to be mailed out to the end. The circle is going to keep shrinking on the website until the end. Some people obviously might want to make a pilgrimage to this location, and we are probably going to leave something special there for them to find when we go back there today to retrieve our cameras. We obviously don't want the people to feel like, now it's over. What am I going to do? There's still 10 days left.
Yeah.
There's still going to be still this puzzle to solve for everybody else. Because I think everyone's begging us, where's the location? Reveal it. Because they still don't know. Only one person knows, and that's this guy.
So, you know, we got to let you go. I mean, maybe a 4-pack of beer for the people who finally get there.
Cool. After the long hike.
I guess the biggest takeaway is it's mildly, almost a little bit, not disappointing, but like you thought we would go a little longer. And that for the excitement.
Well, we didn't know. That's the thing about this. We knew more and more information is released each day. There's a lot of really smart people out there. We had no idea exactly when it was going to be solved. We didn't want it solved in the first week. That was our goal.
Yeah.
Don't have it solved in the first week. So the fact that it went almost 2 weeks is great as far as our design goes, right? It lasted 2 weeks. It's still a mystery, though. That's the feeling that we have. We're like, it is so strange. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Why has he not come forward? How did he find it? we want to hear his story, you know, and he's this kind of mysterious character for the time being, which just kind of adds to the legend.
Yeah. Well, the two developments are it's been one, but we don't know who it is, and we're going to keep an eye on that. And number two is if you bought in, it's not over. And I think those are the two big takeaways. So we'll stay in touch. And honestly, Jason, we appreciate the time. We know today's going to be a pretty frantic day for you. So
yeah,
thank you.
It's been crazy all last night and today.
All right. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.